We're going to be talking about Mother Teresa, canonization coming up on September 4th at the Vatican. Really, this is a worldwide event that is going to happen to honor the woman who will be Saint Teresa of Calcutta. On the phone with us now, Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle. She is the host of EWTN's Everyday Blessings for Catholic Moms and the Catholic Moms Cafe. She's an author, radio, television host, and inspirational speaker, and the author of this book. I'm holding it right now, Donna Marie, The Kiss of Jesus.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just want to read the full title here because it's a wonderful book that you've done, The Kiss of Jesus, How Mother Teresa and the Saints Helped Me to Discover the Beauty of the Cross. Thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me this morning.
I don't know if you heard my setup in the first half hour of the show, but I was talking about how, you know, this canonization comes at such a critical time, I think, for many Americans and many people around the world, because we really need inspiration right now.
Yeah.
And inspiration from somebody who, in many respects, you know, if you look at her life, she was not any different than so many of us.
Right.
You know, with all of the, when I host the show, I usually start off with news, and it's usually all bad. It's usually all bad news.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of it. So, but right. Here we've got somebody who can give us some perspective that, you know what, we do have people in our modern world, who can live fully for others. And I want to talk to you now about some of your reflections on Mother Teresa that you have in this wonderful book, both personally and those that you've heard from others.
Sure. And just to touch on a couple of quick things, you were saying how Mother Teresa is not some saint from hundreds of years ago, but I wholeheartedly agree. You know, she didn't have her head up in some lofty cloud or something like that. Her sandals were firmly planted on the ground, and she was very much aware of modern day events and all of the challenges that we have. And wasn't it Pope John Paul II, St. John Paul II, who said, you know, the church, well, that the Lord raises up the saints, as we need them. So we were very blessed to be here alive at the same time Mother Teresa and St. John Paul II and some other wonderful saints walked the earth. So we have them to look to. We have all of their virtues and their lives to emulate. So like Mother Teresa said, holiness is not the luxury for a few, but a simple duty for you and me. Like you were saying, Tom, that she would say, yes, we all can do this. We all can do it with a desiring heart. So that's the thing, is we need to want it. We need to want to pick up our cross and follow our Lord and do what he wants us to do in our particular role, our vocation in our lives, because we each have different gifts and we each have a mission to accomplish, and our Lord will grant us all the graces to do it, but we just have to, step up to the plate and do it. Be willing to wholeheartedly embrace it like Mother Teresa did.
You can't be afraid. I mean, that was one of the things that St. John Paul II was very fond of saying, do not be afraid. Christ said it too.
Exactly.
Do not be afraid. And as we were talking, we had this young man call in the first half hour of the program, and we were talking about how technology has just, even though it's brought people together, it has brought people together in a very cold, very emotionless, very dispassionate sort of way, where people don't understand how to have, intimate personal relationships anymore.
Right.
And it's not about not being afraid to go in mission. People look at Mother Teresa and they say, I can't do that. I can't go and be a missionary. I can't, that's just not me. And I think that that's fine. Start with actually looking at the people in your own life and caring for them first.
Tom, that's exactly right. And that's what she would tell you, because she said, love begins at home. And that was one of the things she taught us is that, you know, you need to look first within your own family and then your neighborhood and community. So we don't have to traipse off to Calcutta to find the poor. They're right in our own midst.
Right. And sometimes the poor literally are in, because the poor, where they not poor, not just poor financially,
right,
but poor in spirit. People who are depressed, people who are friends, who are family members, who are lost.
Yeah.
Who are having trouble finding their way, who need a little bit of help.
Right.
That's where you start. You start right in your own backyard. Now, you know, we're speaking with Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, author of The Kiss of Jesus, How Mother Teresa and the Saints Helped Me to Discover the Beauty of the Cross. And, you know, Donna Marie, you have a very compelling personal story that brought you spiritually in touch with so many of these people, many of whom are saints today, and that weren't when perhaps you first came to know them. And so if you could, you know, give us a sense of how Mother Teresa changed your life.
Wow, well, we would need like a whole weekend retreat to give you a sense of how she changed my life. Really, seriously, I'll try to give you a sense. You know, I met her almost 30 years ago through Father John Hardin, someone I consider to be a living saint. He was my spiritual director and friend and my daughter's godfather. And so indirectly, he introduced me to her by encouraging me to go over to the Gift of Peace home where they had the dying and the sick. And I recount this in my book, The Kiss of Jesus, and my book, Mother Teresa and Me, 10 Years of Friendship. And I talk about, you know, that meeting of Mother Teresa. And I didn't know she was even in the country at the time, and here she was at that convent. And that was the first meeting we spoke about. We were at Mass, and afterward, the biggest part of our conversation was about the family. She just said that, you know, the children are blessed to have a family, because she was used to picking them up out of dustbins, you know, and mm-hmm. and taking the children that others had thrown away or the leper parents couldn't take care of any longer. So, and I said, I'm just so blessed to have them, you know, and that unfolded this beautiful conversation. I thought that was like, you know, the best thing of my life, this, you know, to be with this living saint who radiated Jesus' love and radiated so much joy, and I thought nothing could top that. But then I couldn't believe how my life unfolded after that. And our Lord allowed me to be friends with her for almost 10 years.
Wow.
To share a correspondence that spanned over that time, and to meet with her on at least 12 more occasions, and some of them privately, to talk to her on the phone between Calcutta and the United States. She was my spiritual mother. She was not only a mentor, she was a mother to me. She took my hand and led me through some really precarious situations, including a pregnancy that the doctor said the baby was going to die. Mother Teresa gave me a blessed, miraculous medal during that pregnancy. She gave me several, but during that pregnancy, and I'm wearing it right now, I always wear it, and I carry on a tradition that she had in giving out medals all around the world. And
mm-hmm.
so That's a big part of my ministry due to Mother Teresa, and I've seen amazing miracles happen in front of my eyes, you know, through handing out these medals. But she said to lean on the Blessed Mother, you know, and to say, Mary, Mother of Jesus, be a mother to me now. Just
right.
Simple prayers, and, you know, of course, the rosary, of course, Mass and the sacraments, and to have that foundation of prayer, because she said she needed to receive the broken bread of Jesus in the Eucharist every morning at the Mass in order to be able to go out and take care of the broken bodies of the poor.
Right. Incredible. It gave the Eucharist really gave her strength every
yeah.
single day. We're speaking with Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, author, television and radio host, and author of The Kiss of Jesus. I want to dial you back just a little bit.
Sure, of course.
First, to that first meeting. Now, one of the things that people don't often believe, especially folks that are not religious, all right, people who do not have faith, they don't understand when somebody says an individual radiates Christ,
yeah.
radiates God. that is something that is felt at a distance by the people who are just in their presence. I was blessed to have this experience when I met St. John Paul II at the Vatican during President Bush's visit to the Vatican in 2002. And, people say, what did it feel like?
Mm-hmm.
And it's an indescribable feeling. And I had met Benedict XVI and had a very similar sort of very peaceful, sort of calming sort of experience where, you know, there is an aura around people who have been touched by God.
Right.
And there are stories about Mother Teresa of people who literally she walked past them in an airport,
mm-hmm.
and they saw her and they stopped and something came over them that changed their lives.
Right.
You know, talk to me about what you felt. What was that like? You got a chance to be there and to actually see her and speak to her. What was that first interaction like?
Wow. Well, yes, and that's God's grace in action, you know, you were just talking about. The first time I laid eyes on her, I was walking, I was already in the little chapel of the Missionaries of Charity in Washington, D.C. I was with my children and my husband trying to keep the kids quiet
We had a whole show about that yesterday, so
trying not to make a big scene
right.
in this quiet little chapel. And that was actually what drew Mother Teresa to me afterward, because I had to keep tiptoeing in and out during the Mass with little Jessica. And so she came up to me after the Mass and said, "Is this the baby who was singing at Mass?" And so, of course, she wasn't singing. She was making noise. But Mother Teresa was so sweet. Well, I saw her. I was kneeling down and on a floor. You know, they didn't have kneelers or anything in this stark chapel, because they lived as the poor. It really drew you to what was most important, the altar and the tabernacle. And the words, "I thirst," on the wall behind the altar near the tabernacle, to remind us of Jesus' thirst for our love and how we should thirst for His. So mm-hmm. there's so much we could say about that. But back to Mother Teresa, she came in. I sensed this presence to my left, and I wasn't, you know, expecting her. I didn't even know she was going to be at that Mass. I just sensed something. And I look out of the corner of my eye, and there she is, this tiny little woman hunched over a little bit, her hands clasped in prayer to her heart, coming in quietly in her bare feet, and she knelt down with all the sisters and blended right in. And I thought, wow, we picked the right Mass. And the other, you know, I stopped myself mid-thought and said, "Donna, get your mind on the Mass that you're here for. Never mind the fact that there's a living saint right there. There's probably many other living saints in the making right here as well. And, you know, focus on the Mass." And but then, you know, there was that beautiful grace and an excitement of just the feeling of so much love. But when she actually came to me right after Mass and to my children, and then every other meeting we had afterward, was just so intense, because she radiated the love of Christ. She had so much. She was so united to Jesus on the cross. She was so united to Him, and she loved Him so dearly that He lived through her. Every act, every loving action she did for Him and Him through her.
Mm-hmm.
Saw Jesus in the other, because she lived by that message and that Jesus told us in Matthew, "Whatever you do to the least of my brothers, you do to me."
That's
so that's
right.
How she lived that whole ministry. But it was a beautiful joy that she radiated, a beautiful peace and so much love that you just couldn't even believe it. And I felt that I had known her my whole life, and when it was time for us to leave that first time, we had been speaking to her for at least a half an hour after Mass, and all the kids, my kids went and gave her a big hug.
Oh,
we left, and I hugged her, and I really felt like I was hugging my grandmother. I really felt like I was hugging someone that I knew my entire life. It was that kind of love. That was Jesus through her. It was amazing.
You know, you said that you then obviously you kept up with her over a 10-year period, and you said that you would talk to her by phone. Like, what's that conversation like? I mean, is it, you know, it's just like, hey,
that was an intense conversation,
hey.
Actually.
You know, but the idea that she was making time
That was amazing that she made time. Every letter, you know, and there were 22 of them that she sent to me. Every letter was typed in an old typewriter in the middle of the night after all of her duties. You know, she would be up at 2 and 3, you know, doing this. And then she would get up at like 4 in the morning. I don't know how she existed on like 2 hours of sleep a night. And, you know, she was very penitential. But I wish I could sort of mother her a little bit while she was still alive and say, you need to get a little more sleep, please. But she did everything for our Lord. And so she took care of just all of her followers, all of her groupies, you know, all of the people who loved her from afar, too, who were reaching out to her or she was reaching out to them for certain reasons. She had groups of people praying for her, the sick and suffering branch of the Missionaries of Charity, and mm-hmm. she would be in touch with them and so many others. So it was such a blessing to receive letters from her and to be able to see her throughout those years. I never knew why. I knew I didn't deserve it, but I took it all into my heart. And then now, years later, I see how our Lord wants me to share Mother Teresa with the world. She's not just, these aren't blessings just meant for me and for my family. I do all I can to share the lessons that I learned from her to the world, because we really need them.
What do you think, if she were alive today, mm-hmm. what do you think would be, you know, would be the message, the principal message that she would give? And again, she'd have to be thinking about it in terms of, you know, sort of this modern context that we have. Because the world, even since her death in 1997, the world has changed an incredible amount. I mean, with the explosion of digital technology, for instance.
She would say, love one another and pick your head up off your device and love your neighbor. Honestly, because we're so obsessed with every status update and everything we think we have to be connected to. And I like to tell people that as well, as you know, to get in touch with your present moments in life and lift your head up instead of looking down at your phone all the time or your computer, whatever it is, and love your neighbor. And also to push beyond that comfort zone to offer that love, because we can walk right by people and we'll never know their story. And what I've learned from Mother Teresa, and I write about this in my books, and I share some compelling encounters in The Kiss of Jesus and some of my other books, of amazing things that happen because the Lord prodded me to stop and talk to that person or mm-hmm. to reach out to someone who was frightened or someone who was having a meltdown on the floor of the airport, you know, a young mother, and she was crying. And you know, I could tell you so many stories, but we don't have the time. But to take the time out in real life, you know, and in your present moments to be praying, to offer your heart to our Lord, especially first thing in the morning, to give him your day in the morning offering, and then be attentive.
Yeah, Donna, in so many ways, it's very basic.
Yes, that's right.
It's very basic. It's just allowing yourself to see beyond what it is you're doing. And, mm-hmm. you know, like you're running through that airport, it'd be very easy to just walk past the mother who's, you know,
struggling. Yeah, because I'm in a hurry and I have
kids.
Someone was waiting and this and that, but I knew I had to stop. And if I hadn't stopped, I wouldn't know her story. She wouldn't have been able to say, my mother and my stepmother abandoned me. I wouldn't have been able to give her that blessed, miraculous medal that she sounded like and acted like changed her life. So Mother Teresa would say, pause, pray, offer love, and be more attentive to how God is working in your life, and give your life to him wholeheartedly. She used that word wholeheartedly quite a bit, even in her statutes, a wholehearted surrender to our Lord. And then everything else will fall into place, and then we will have peace in our hearts, because we'll know that we're doing what our Lord is calling us to do, to live out our vocation. Every vocation is different, every walk of life, but God works in every one.
And, you know, and it's also just about working also from the inside out. You know, people changing kind of the way that they focus and the way that they view themselves vis-a-vis other people.
Right.
That can be very scary. And especially when you're not used to doing it, especially when you're used to living a Facebook lifestyle, as I like to call it.
Right.
But start with your family. Start with your close friends. How can you be a better friend, a better son, a better husband, a better father, a better mother. And I think that's sort of the low bar, right? I mean, and if you can do that, that's a start that gets you then to be able to look at how you can really give of yourself.
Right, and it's not even just a start. That might be someone's entire life. It mm-hmm. might be you're in the trenches of the home. You know, you have lots of little children, or you're taking care of elderly parents or whatever it is, and you might not get out and do that other kind of evangelization that you think you want to do or you think you should do, or go to the other side of the world. Your life is right there, like Saint Therese in the convent. She wanted to be that missionary, but she was there, a missionary in her prayer life and, mm-hmm. and with the sisters around her. So where you say, that's very beautiful what you say, Tom, but it's also, it might not be just a start. That might be right. Our whole life. And right. To put everything wholeheartedly into those moments with those people, and transformations will happen. You know, it's amazing what happens if we really, okay, another thing real quickly that's very sure. important. Mother Teresa teaches us that love often hurts. Love often requires sacrifice. So we can't expect this warm, fuzzy life, you know, everything's hunky-dory and there are no crosses, because we need to pick up our cross and follow Jesus. And in order to love authentically and, you know, truly love our spouse, our children, our mm-hmm. neighbor, it requires sacrifice, which means to stop and, you know, listen, to take the time. And that is where graces are in action. So it might sound simple. Oh, that's all I have to do? Wow. Well, wait until you see.
Right, sure.
Amazing things happen, and not only that, it requires sacrifice. But when we put the work into it and the love into it, God works the wonders.
Well, Donna, just thank you so much for joining us. This is a very inspirational story. It's you know, and you're a wonderful role model for folks, and between your personal story and your interaction, and this book is just terrific, and it's called The Kiss of Jesus: How Mother Teresa and the Saints Helped Me to Discover the Beauty of the Cross. Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, and you can catch her. Do you have a website?
Donna? Yes, www.donnacooperoboyle.com or donnamariecooperoboyle.com. It's a long name. Get to it either way. And I hope you'll join me there, because I have lots of stuff going on in my blog and everything.
Great. And she's, again, radio, TV, inspirational speaker, and of course, author. And I know she's going to be glued to the festivities over the next couple of weeks as we celebrate the life and the example of the woman who will be Saint Teresa of Calcutta. Thank you so much, Donna Marie.
Thank you, Tom. God bless you and everything that you do.
God bless you.